just let you know we're recording. We'll just start again. If that, could you explain about the situation with Ben? Yeah, just we don't have the background about situation there with Benbury.
I believe they were duped. They were duped to come to Gateshead specifically. Okay. There was a potential agent actually got them to come to Gateshead to ask and to test whether we had 5G. 5G at the time in the public's mind in the BBC. So obviously, if you're let's say not is in you don't interrogate either the science or the technical parameters of 5G. Most people would believe that 5G operate in these higher frequency millimeter waves, right? It does, but that's only part of it. Its blanket coverage is in the sub gigahertz range. It's a scanner. And how you can scan higher frequency waveforms are extremely problematic to look through concrete brickwork, right? What you can see into the urban environment is with a sub gigahertz frequency. And that's why when I first got exercised, I thought, cheeky swines, what they're doing is they're scanning us. And that antenna there, I picture that antenna, that's the scanner. And when one of the lighting guys threw this at me, that there is a Joule. It's a direct energy collimator, right? It's called a dielectric lens. And that allows you to direct a microwave radiation signal at a target. Now, that target, as we know from South Korea, was actually wild boar. The IAEA parameter for 5G, it's an autonomous vehicle, because that's 4G, right? That's inverse square law. That's where when you radiate away from the radiator, you're going to drop off the radiation. That is a collimated signal. And how you collimate that specifically, you can use phased array to do that, but that is specifically from those type of antenna designs. And those antenna designs are illegal and lawful. They have no purpose in a civilian setting, and have only ever been used to target, as Barry will know, people in buildings, through buildings.
All right. So, Barry, what's the latest of 5G, and what's a little bit of feedback from you, or what Mark's said?
Well, I mean, the only way to definitively prove what's coming out of these transmitters. The industry, I have known the industry, the same as Mark has, for many, many years. And if anything, they are very, very good liars.
Exactly.
I say it as it is. I've known them lie. I've known them be responsible for deaths. They will disguise anything to look like anything. So the only way to definitively prove for a court of law is to have a full range spectrometer with the pulse frequencies, without telling them when you're going, because they'll turn it off if they know you're going.
Exactly.
Have a full range spectrometer and say, there you are.
Yeah.
You know, that is within the 5G range, because they will say, oh, well, isn't it? It's at the very fringe of 4G or the very fringe of this or something. I mean, all you need to do is get a decent spectrometer for the 5G. I mean, you're basically going from sort of a millimeter up to 9 millimeters, really. Get a spectrometer and say, there it is, that is in the 5G range. So what I did when I knew you were coming, Mark, and you'll have to forgive me because I don't know what you know and what you don't know.
Yeah.
I just prepared some notes that you can take with you And I thought, if I were Mark doing this talk, like you, I have friends all over the world who send me information, bits of information. And what I did yesterday, I collated all of, not all, but a lot of the important stuff I have on 5G. You will have to believe me when I say I have documentary evidence for what I'm saying, because there's several hundred research articles there. I have documentary evidence for what I say. And I thought, what I'll do is write this out without insulting your intelligence. I've written it out in Janet and John, so when you're talking to people who are not physicists, they can understand.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll just take 10 minutes to go through it, and then you can come back at me. Is that all right with you?
Sure, absolutely. And
you can take this with you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's copyright free, obviously. You can take it with you. And I just thought I'd run through this, and then you can use any sentences or any bits and throw them into your talk as well.
Yeah.
Or not. You know, this is what the evidence I have. Pulsed microwaves were used to cause harm way back in 1949. That's documented. Both neurological and physiological harm. In 1972, which is the first I can go back to, 5G was used as a weapon. It was used for crowd control, again to cause neurological and physiological harm. That goes back to 72. In 1997, it was further developed. It was developed over those years, but then in 1997, 1 to 35 gigahertz was introduced as a better crowd control weapon. 5G in this country tends to start at 28 gigahertz, according to my knowledge. So you're well in the 5G band here, 1 to 35 gigahertz. Again, used as crowd control. In 1990, President Reagan initiated Sleeping Beauty, which was to microwave people mainly when they weren't realised they were being microwaved. And in between 72 and 97, you had Operation Pandora, that was again run on thousands, tens of thousands of people, and again was a big successful microwave weapons system.
Was it a population subdue, psychologically subdue them program, Barry?
You could do anything with Pandora,
yeah.
Anything at all. In 1963, this is interesting, and it's just for the conspiracy theorists, but I think there's something in this. In 1963, President Kennedy gave a talk to, I think it's Columbia University, and he specifically, his talk was on microwaves causing harm and preventing what we have now, the systems. And he said, I am going to stop this. I'm not going to have microwave weapons. I'm not going to have microwaves in the population. The following week, he was shot. Is that a coincidence?
Absolutely.
The World Health Organization experts.
I put that loosely, Barry, by the way. Loosely.
Yeah. A World Health Organization advisor actually came out and said, stop 5G. I've got some names at the end. A World Health Organization advisor said, stop 5G. Then it was known to kill birds, cattle, tadpoles, insects. 350 environmental organisations from 96 countries have said, stop 5G. The Californian firefighters, I've had a lot to do with, Californian firefighters have an exemption from 5G. It's the legal bill 649, and the firefighters are exempt 5G because of its complicated dangers to their health. UK, I've got the 5G frequencies 28, 38, 60, 72, 73 gigahertz running either edge of those. Transmitters about every 150 metres, give or take. There's a new weapon just been brought out called Active Denial. Its nickname is the Growler. I know it is just above the 5G range, but it is in the 5G. It's above what they are putting out from the lampposts, but it is still in the 5G range. It's 95 gigahertz. And I do know from military people that it was tested on special forces and it just brought them straight to their knees. So at this point, 5G has been used as a weapon for crowd control by governments. And still is. A professor of medicine has said that nature has no defence against 5G, or in fact the other Gs, but they're all going to be mixed together anyway. Emeritus Professor Martin Paul, you would have heard of him.
Yeah, no, Martin, yeah.
I gave a talk with him in the States. I shared a platform with him. Threefold damage to the sperm and the egg, phased array, constructive interference, and he confirms that insects that have a high surface area to volume ratio would be specifically damaged by this. A lot of people are coming up with that. For humans, and I agree with this from my own physiological training, it's going to affect the eyes of humans quite a lot, and I agree with him when he says it will cause cataracts, retina problems, glaucoma, macular degeneration and kidney problems. A professor from Sussex University has said putting 5G on all the lampposts, which is what they're doing, will cause basically an insect Armageddon, because insects hover around lampposts, and with their surface area to volume ratio, they will not survive it. There are already papers showing this. 5G has to be compliant because it has to be linked, as it is in other countries. It has to be linked to all radar systems, Wi-Fi, smart meters, hospital equipment. It's going to be in the Internet of Things. So they all have to be compatible with each other. So you're not just getting 5G, you're getting all of the other Gs and Wi-Fi all thrown into one. Interestingly, from what I can gather, the calculations for 5G are time averaged, and the data is around 100 times greater than 4G that's being sent. But interestingly, from what I can gather, it certainly is in other countries, the what they're saying for safety level is actually time averaged. Now, to explain that, forgive me, if I fired a gun by your ear, the crack of the cordite explosion, that the crack would be, let's say, a 50th of a second and would be dangerous. If I time average it over a second, then I divide that by 50 and the number comes down. And I say, well, look, it isn't dangerous because I've averaged it over a second. And in fact, now it's below the safety level. So it's just, In fact, I think there are 13 that I came across, mathematical ways to show it is safe. This is just one of them. So they are time averaged. Now, the rollout has already started in Vienna. And as it started, I don't know if you know this, but it started in Vienna for 5G. The unsuspecting people immediately had or suffered from nosebleeds, cardiac problems, heart problems, chest pains, fatigue, dizziness, vomiting. In fact, all of the symptoms of microwave sickness that I've known from since 1932 that's been published. Now, the interesting one, I don't know if you know this, Mark, and you're taking this with you anyway.
Yeah.
The USSR actually experimented on humans and animals with 5G. They actually carried out experiments in 1977 with 5G. And we go back to 72 as well, and 97. Now we've got 77. This was a proper military experiment. The humans suffered metabolic problems. In other words, just everything started to fall apart. Blood problems. The immune systems started to dysfunction. And you had severe medical and neurological problems with humans. The animals, they noticed, because you can't dissect humans, but they can with the animals. Well, they may dissect humans, I don't know. But the animals, they found the bone marrow was suffering, which of course produces the immune system. Respiration was damaged. The enzyme activity was damaged. The nuclear DNA was damaged. But the total exposure time was only 15 hours over 60 days. So you're only talking about roughly 15 minutes a day. And the levels were not high. Not as high as you're going to get in a classroom or with all the other stuff. And that's only over 60 days. So it has been used as a weapon. It has been tested experimentally on animals and humans. So all of the people are right when they're saying it's going to make you ill. and I've said this, but 5G has to have megahertz frequencies to comply with other transmitters and receivers. Also, it has to have, in other countries, I haven't seen it for this, but I know it has to have it, the low gigahertz frequencies. I do know that in some countries, when I've looked at the lists, you have as many as 22 different frequencies when it's fully functional, because it has to comply with all of the other things. And it will be added to Wi-Fi, 2, 3, 4G smart meters. so it's going to be the Internet of Things. And I thought I'd just go on to its compliance with smart meters, which is actually quite frightening, because I just made a few notes again from documents I have. Each smart meter has to have two transmitters, one low frequency to go into the house to talk to the refrigerator and the telly and all the other things, and one to reach the main transmitter. So each smart meter has two transmitters. In fact, I had a lady ring me just 2 days ago, whose daughters are terribly sick now. And in her house, which is just three flats, they have three smart meters in the one house. so each house may have up to around 15 appliances. Each group of houses, a small group, it goes from 500 to 5,000 houses in a mesh. Now, when you start looking at the maths at this, like a little group of tower blocks on a big estate, you can have as many as 5,000 smart meters, no problem, with as many as three if you've got people sharing a house. 5,000 smart meters. Two smart meters, or two transmitters for each smart meter. So you've got 10,000 smart meters, 5,000 houses, 10,000 smart meters in a small area transmitting, or 10,000 transmitters. Each of them, 15 transmitters per house. So when you do the maths here, in one reasonably sized council estate, you can have up to 150,000 transmitters.
Scary.
150,000, and they are producing mostly the 5G waveforms and Wi-Fi 2.4 gigahertz, which is a known weapons frequency. And just to round it off, I wrote here that it's known in the military and published, but Stanford Research Institute, California, did their own experiments and said the two most dangerous frequencies for living structures, living cellular structures, which is all of nature, basically trees, animals, insects, us, is the Wi-Fi frequency, 2.4 gigahertz, and 0.95 gigahertz, the two most lethal frequencies. And finally, Dr. Annie Sasko here, 22 years in the World Health Organization Cancer Department, has basically said that all of this will cause cancer.
Absolutely.
No questions there. So those were just the notes I made, which can be referenced, and you're welcome to use any of
them. Thanks, Barry. Appreciate that.
One quick question I want to go and ask. Briefly describe your background, Mark, to Barry.
My background, I worked on a secret weapons site in Northern Scotland for 2 or 3 years. We were working with very, very heavy equipment in those days. This was in the 80s, and obviously that's something I still can't talk a lot about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But then I went in the oil and gas industry, but I worked at a subsea centre where I actually built the subsea, actually physically built the weapons targeting rigs to do the target testing for the torpedo project that BAE Systems Marconi carried out. So that shows the age that I actually am. So I've had a really interest, I've also had a significant interest, but what I actually did, I invented a number of products to mitigate these weapon systems that you talk about on the battle space. Whether in what I invented in particular was waveguides, optical waveguides, so we could encapsulate helmet systems to protect the eyes from these weapon systems on the battle space. So for pilot helmets, got a number of patents there, I've got a number of weapon sight system patents. The bit of information I brought for you, Barry, today, this is the technology that's been fitted in Gateshead. It's Harvard technology. That company's recently been taken in administration. This was a government set up. Quango said something quite interesting before. These people are deceivers. So what they do, they put something in the mainstream like 5 gigahertz. This is what everybody's interested in at the minute, 5 gigahertz. 5 gigahertz isn't 5G. 5G is a weapon. 5 gigahertz is a telecom signal frequency. And this just shows the deception and the deceit of these people. But this is Leafnut's document. And as you'll see there, This is the antenna. Yeah. Yeah. And what it actually states there is it's capable of backhauling. Backhauling, for laypersons, it means spying. It spies on every device in your home. And one of the people who came to Gateshead to specifically tell the world that we didn't have 5G, which we most certainly do, because we have Harvard technology fitted, it states in this document here from that chap, the parameter for 5G is for backhauling. It's a bit of an aligned there, Barry.
Yeah.
Right. So he admits that 5G is backhauling. It's one of the technical parameters for 5G.
Could you read that bit out from the paper?
What's that?
Just for the viewers.
It's a little bit small, John. I don't think you'll see that. This is Harvard Technology, Kittle backhauling. This is the antenna that was stated that it was for. This was only for switching lights on and off. Well, this is what this antenna is capable of. Smart city services controlling and monitoring such applications. This is from Harvard. As pollution, so it can actually look in the environment, scan its own environment, parking, so it can see where your car is, winter maintenance, you can see how much snow's on the ground, smart waste, this is where it can interrogate your bin, and flood detection, so it can actually see how much is on the ground, how much water. But this is really interesting because this is a specific technical parameter 5G capable of backhauling data from a multitude, as Barry just mentioned multitude of devices in the built-up environment. Leaf Nut Smart City. That is what. That is, and that was what was hidden under what looked like a dipole antenna. So the antennas on the LED streetlights in Gateshead, that's what's hidden underneath. Hidden under what looks to a layperson as a dipole antenna. That's 5G. That's a 5G antenna. And the people who made that statement, unfortunately, it's still being used by industry to try and discredit me and discredit the veracity of the fact that we've had 5G. As Barry said before, 5G has been used for many, many years on the battle space. That's how I knew, in the sub-gigahertz range in particular, it was actually for long-range radar. And I thought, hang on a minute, scanning its environment, scanning through people's homes, obviously that's what the backhaul and the spine and all the rest of it is, and the sickness and the illness. So this equipment's most certainly the 5G part of the tie-up. So let's dispel the myth that was unfortunately perpetrated by people who are supposed to be on our side and was actually used by industry. Only last week we had three industry, a guy from AMI, who's part of the Smart City Chop Your Trees Down autonomous vehicle, AMI, and another guy from one of the other telecoms companies, all using this narrative that came from BEMRI to try and discredit the fact that we have 5G. As Barry said before, 5G has been here for a significant number of years. 5G is, as far as I know, fact, was started to be rolled out in Gateshead alone in 2011. 2011, 2012, this equipment came to Gateshead. I didn't know until it was September 2016 when the LED streetlights, because it's really interesting part, the architecture, the equipment that 5G has been attached to is actually LED streetlights. Those LED streetlights are also part of a weapon system. What I mean by that, pulse modulated terahertz range lights can be extremely hazardous. The blue phosphor coated, this is really interesting and everybody must listen to this. PHE, Professor John O'Hagan, has stated that the LED pulse-modulated blue phosphor-coated LED streetlights are a risk. They're a risk to biology, they're a risk to children, they're a risk to eyesight, etc.
This is Public Health
Public
England.
Health England. You have AMA, American Medical Association, stating the same. You've got ANSI stating the same. And SHEA, the Emerging Risk Team in Europe, stating that flicker, pulse modulation, on these LED streetlights is risky. Now, ask yourself the question, why are your local authorities at speed rushing this technology out on top of you when Exeter and Barcelona University have already identified a doubling increase in breast and prostate cancer from the exposure to these blue light systems, these phosphor-coated blue lights? What's going on? So these councils are at pace, totally disregarding. And I'm going to say something about John O'Hagan. He's a bit laissez-faire when it comes to safety. So as I see an IRP, I mean, some of these people, well, I know what I'd like to do with them, because basically I think they've been got at. But when you've got SHEA, which have totally disregarded the dangers that Barry's identified with microwave radiation. I'm telling you, these LED streetlights are pretty risky.
Who is she, Mark?
Sure, it's Emerging Risks Group in Europe. They have actually identified the pulse-modulated blue phosphor-coated lights as extremely dangerous, and we've still got local central government strategy. A lot of these people you were talking about the other day, John, what do they call them? Extinction Rebellion. They want more LEDs,
I'm
want
just
more smart
see
meters.
If I can get a document that will help you.
Yeah.
Just hang on.
Okay. No more.
You carry on talking.
So you've got these regulatory bodies that we pay to protect us, telling governments and agencies that these are risky. Mm. They're still rolling them out. We see them on the motorways, as Barry said before. About the eyes, why do people think I wear these?
Yeah,
it's because I know this causes central nervous system cancers, kidney cancer, yeah. Eye trouble, macular degeneration. We've got children being born today who will be blind by the time they're 25, they won't be able to see, and it's because of the exposure of this type of radiation, non-ionizing radiation. The Secretary of State has a duty of care. He's totally ignoring his duty of care. That is absolutely unbelievable. And that's the plan that we have, is to make sure that we start to see these people in a court of law where we can apply the law, Acts of Parliament, European laws, and all of the law, the constitutional laws that we have and have hard fought for laws, so we can apply the law and bring these, what I'm going to say, criminals to justice.
One thing on the sub-gigahertz you mentioned, just so people can understand, what is sub-gigahertz, just for those people who don't understand what that means, and why is it important in relation to...
It's very important, because this is, it. You know, going back to the seat industry...
Sub-gigahertz is below 1 gigahertz, right?
Below 1 gigahertz.
Right.
The sub-gigs range, right, I knew it to be long-range radar, yeah. Right? So when I found out that this transmitter was operated 868, I was taken aback, because obviously we'd all seen the narrative about these higher frequency waveforms, you know, the 30 gigahertz, etc.
Right.
And I thought, that's quite interesting. This is a bit of radar. This is a bit of scanning equipment, right? I hadn't actually had the hardware. I hadn't actually seen hardware. I hadn't read a lot about it.
Mm.
But then we had the people with the nosebleeds. I started investigating. I started measuring the radiation levels in people's bedrooms. It's significantly higher levels than what would be legal or lawful. And the Council of Europe 1815 resolution says maximum of 200, bioinitiative say no more than 30, and we're measuring a minimum, which is in breach of the building code regulations, it's 600 millivolts minimum.
Mm.
I've measured up to 4,000 in people's bedrooms where they're bleeding from the nose, suffering all sorts of neurological disorders, etc., and no one was taking any notice. And that's why I stepped up my game, come out from behind the curtain and started as Barry did, and is one of my heroes, by the way, right, actually always has been, for actually speaking out about this absolute human rights crime that we unfortunately have allowed to go on unchallenged. Well, we're here challenging it.
When you say 4,000 megahertz?
Millivolts.
Millivolts. Right,
the maximum I can expose you to is 200.
Right.
That's the Council of Europe 1815 resolution.
Right.
That's a direction by the international courts.
Yeah. Just for people to understand, what's the difference when you're talking about millivolts and gigahertz?
Gigahertz is a frequency waveform, the other one's an energy waveform.
Right, okay.
An energy mode.
Right, Barry, one quick question just on this topic, just before we move on to the next part. I remember when I spoke on the phone with you and I mentioned that about the 5G, what you were telling me, Mark, about 5G running on the baseline of sub-gigahertz, operating on top of the sub-gigahertz as a baseline frequency. Were you aware of that? I remember you said that, oh yes, that's a possibility, when I was mentioning with you.
It's actually
why would they, and just from your perspective, and then feel free to answer,
sure.
Why would they operate 5G on the sub-gigahertz as a baseline frequency?
Why would they?
Yeah, I suppose it helps them to reach more areas, doesn't it?
The sub-gigahertz range is far better for urban environment interrogation.
Yeah.
So if I want to look at a distance through an urban environment, I'll use a sub-gig. The higher frequency waveforms, as you know, terahertz and light.
Right.
I can just put a bit of cardboard up at that window and it'll block it.
Because it doesn't travel well. So they need the lower frequency to be able to access through the homes.
John, this is the lie of the industry. The industry are telling you they need these transmitters every few meters because they're going to be in this, in the high gigahertz range.
Right. Yeah.
When in point of fact, what they want is they want them close to you because the further they are away, the more PD, the more power density it's got to pump out.
Yeah.
So they've got to get them close because they want everybody getting cancer, not just the people who are next to the transmitters.
Right.
They want to spread it out.
Can I read this?
Yeah, go on.
To do with spying. Okay?
Okay.
Right, this is an actual document. Right. CIA Director David Petraeus, confirmed that governments can and will use wireless smart appliances as spy devices. Smart meters will track more private information than the GPS devices in our cars. And the US Supreme Court recently declared that GPS tracking required a warrant. So what they're saying here for the states is that you require a warrant if you're going to track somebody in their car, but you don't require a warrant to track everybody doing everything in their houses. It says here, governments, the CIA and governments will, not might, will, can and will use wireless smart appliances as spy devices. You're going to be spied on.
Exactly.
And there are 15, up to 15 in your house. But the thing is, legally as well, they are coming in with them and putting them down without asking you. Yeah, they don't need your permission. They're coming in some cases, because if it's a council house, you have no say. The council sign it off. So they are coming in saying, this is the equipment, we're putting it in. You cannot stop us. Legally, you cannot stop us. And we're going to microwave you in your house, and you cannot stop us legally, is what they're saying.
With what we now know to be a class one cancer causing.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're going to spy on every word that is said in the house. They will know exactly where you are. And you look at the departments that are going to look into this, that will have access to this. Forget organized crime for a moment, because it's all Wi-Fi. And all you need is a car parked out the front to pick up everything, to hack it.
Yeah.
All you need is, because it's Wi-Fi, you see, smart meters can be fitted with fibre optic cable. There's no reason, in fact, it would be better.
More secure for the country.
Less interference, and it would carry more data. You could have fibre optic cable, but they're choosing the most lethal weapon. Even the Russian government wrote to us and says, do not use 2.4 gigahertz. It is too dangerous, but they are coming into your house. You cannot stop them. They are going to put it in, and there is nothing you can do about it. And as I say, anybody outside, organized crime, anybody, because it's Wi-Fi, 30 meters easily, all directions, they can just pick it up, hack into your system.
See if you're home.
See if you're home. They can see what room you're in. They can see what you're watching. They can see how you're dressed. Because the televisions
you can
now...
see your watch.
So you watch the televisions, they're already built with little cameras in, so when you play games on
smart
the telly
TVs,
they can watch you. So your tellies have cameras in, you've got listening devices all over. Who knows what's in the chips? So anybody can park outside anybody's house and pick up every single thing that is said, done. They can watch what's going on.
Absolutely.
And the councils will come in, and if you've got a lodger, they'll say, hang on a minute, you know, you said you can't do this, or you said you can do this, and, you know, we're watching you. And for instance, if you say I live here alone, and a loo flushes, and a tap runs, or the telly goes on at the same time, they'll know there's more than one person in.
Yeah, yeah.
It is the absolute, you may as well have big cameras all over your house and have, you know, everybody watching. But it says here, they can and will spy.
You'd be better off with a camera, Barry, because it wouldn't be as dangerous to your health.
Yeah.
But the number one thing, Barry, being used to discredit Mark is this situation regarding the argument over the sub gigahertz and thing about they've gone, they've measured the 5G, they said, okay, 5G, it's below 1 gigahertz. But if they're using less than 1 gigahertz as the baseline frequency, and they're saying it's not 5G because it's below 1 gigahertz, they're putting people up there just saying, oh, you know, people don't have to worry. And so can you see how that, basically my definition of 5G is fifth generation.
Yeah.
So although this stuff is still operating, you can, a spectrometer would tell you the gigahertz, would it?
Oh yeah.
So even if it's below 1 gigahertz on the spectrometer, according to what we've been saying, if it's sub gigahertz and they can still scan it and say it's not 5G, but it is 5G. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
I mean,
fifth generation. Yeah,
because even though they're using, is the problem Mark's got with BEMRI at the moment.
One of the technical parameters for 5G, as Barry mentioned before, is densification. Now, densification means more. That's all it is, more of. Now, the European Union have actually stated, and Ofcom, that 5G, one of its technical parameters is densification. Densification. So it doesn't matter if it operates 2G, 3G, 4G. It's 5G as long as there's a lot more of it. Now, what we have in Gateshead is not only just densification, 31,875 transmitters on each single light, which is a technical parameter 5G. It specifically operates in the sub-gigahertz. Range 868 is specific for autonomous vehicles. The fact that it's got that dielectric lens, which is the absolute technical parameter of the collimated signal, you can only get a collimated signal either by a phased array signal or by that collimator. That collimator is specific to 5G. So I have the specification of backhauling, densification, the emission, the part of the spectrum, and the dielectric lens, four specific parts of 5G from the technical parameters. Now, you know, any one of them, as Barry said before, or 5G, by the way, any one of them, we have four in Gateshead, and we have some organisation who the industry have now used and are still using to discredit me and discredit the fact that we have 5G. And stating that 5G isn't here yet, as we've heard from Barry, and I will actually support, 5G's been here for a very many years. I know of the 5G rollout started in Gates in 2011. It's not coming in 2020, 2021. It is here today. Fact. So it was misinformation, and it was used by the industry specifically to discredit me and also to dissuade people from understanding that 5G is here. It's actually already here. They're rolling out part of the smart meter rollout, the IoT rollout, smart, anything with smart, it's all integrated. And 5G, the 5G on those antennas is, as we showed in that document before from Harvard Technology, it's to spy on every device in your home and on you.
Do you gentlemen have a question for each other, perhaps starting with Barry to Mark?
No, I mean, it's what I can't understand is it is published. I've published it. I've published it from my own research. The World Health Organization published it before the John Stonehouse, before he was dismissed for publishing the truth. The European Academy for Environmental Medicine have published it. Now, we have all published it, and there is the proof that in three generations, only 1 in 8 children can expect to be born healthy.
Yeah.
Because this goes straight for the reproductive organs. So we know in 60 years, a child born today, by the time that child reaches 60, 70 years old, you can only expect 1 in 8 children to be born healthy. It is published in a scientific journal that in the animal kingdom, we expect to lose most species in 5 generations. So I can't understand that there are better ways of reducing populations than killing people. Much better ways. So I can't understand why the people behind this, and this goes back to 1999, when then it was just over 300 companies, big companies, the big powerful ones, got together and said, we will call ourselves Wi-Fi, basically, and we will go everywhere Wi-Fi. That was 1999. And everything will be Wi-Fi'd, wireless, in other words. The 300 and whatever it was companies have now grown to around 500, which includes all your big computer companies, the BBC, your big...
The BBC is not saying anything about the dangerous effects of 5G.
The big media moguls, you've got 500 of the most powerful countries in the world. And what I would like, or what I can't understand, is if you or I did this, if we went around killing this number of people, and it's murder.
Murder.
It's murder.
Absolutely.
If I went around with anything and caused the death of this number of people, I would be taken to court for genocide.
Well, Barry, I'll just show you this picture.
It'll be genocide.
I'll put it on the camera first. This was a child in a gated area, and his father's sitting here watching this. This is a child who suffers, as you know, what microwave radiation causes. Yeah. This was from the 5G in Gateshead. This is what we have to put up with. Now, as we posted these images up, this is when we got all the attention and all the negative attention from individuals, whether it be mistaken or other, about we not having 5G. That was a total falsehood. It was a fabrication, whether they were duped, they should not be, because obviously one of them was a so-called expert, most certainly wasn't, because what he wrote was absolutely incorrect. But this is what we suffer. And today, we still have people discrediting the fact that we have 5G in the area. It is absolutely deplorable. This image, death rates at a 50-year high, as Barry said before, murder. Because that's what that is.
Yeah, it's murder.
That's what's happening today in the West from technologies that have been untested, unproven. And the recent work I've been doing with the US government people, right, where Congress have now stated quite clearly there is no research at all to show that this technology is safe. The industry have admitted, the FCC have admitted, the FDA have all admitted in their own admission, there is no safety or research data to show 5G safe. That means it's in breach of the Nuremberg Code and is most certainly an indictable crime. That is a crime.
Oh, yeah,
that's
absolutely
assault. Police officers came to my home after seeing this image on Facebook. When I showed them the documentary scientific evidence to show that what was causing that had been fitted by a local authority, they had been told not to take any scientific documentary evidence from me. That then ended up with a council then running a number of cases against me to get me into court to try and discredit me, as these so-called experts had tried to and failed. Because obviously on the streets, where we have, we've got people bleeding from the nose, we've got no birds, they've killed off all the flying insects, as Barry mentioned before. So it's quite self-evident.
I've been up to Gateshead, I can confirm that I was at
There's no birds, no insects, everything's died, and we've got children bleeding from the nose.
And people
who stand up and make false allegations against me and others for speaking out should hold their heads in shame. Absolutely shameful.
But it's murder. It is right. Industrial murder.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is with the compliance of government.
That's it. Mark, do you have a question for Barry?
I don't. I'd just like to congratulate okay. Barry. Barry's works, you know, legion, historic, very brave man. The first one in the fray. And I just want to shake his hand.
No, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
Have you heard about Mark before? Before
yeah. Oh, yeah. Often.
Okay. All often. Right. What have you heard when you, yeah. you know, yeah?
But about basically, the same situation. As me. He's, yeah. he's put his head up off a parapet, taking risks, as we do. Death threats, threatens with court, you name it, we have it. But somebody hasn't.
Somebody's got
and
him, yeah.
this gentleman here, I don't know if you've brought this out to show you, Jerry Flynn, Captain.
Yes. Yes, I know Jerry Flynn. Yeah,
Captain
yeah.
Jerry Flynn, I've worked with him for years.
Yeah,
known him for years, and he's published all of the government. He's published all of the, a bit like the whistleblowers.
Hidden Dangers by J.G.
Flynn. Jerry
Flynn.
Captain
J.G. Flynn.
Yeah, Microwave Warfare, and he's published it all.
Brilliant. Okay. Did you want to tell Barry briefly about Save Us Now?
Well, what actually happened, we took this to all political parties, believed that, you know, somebody would do something, because this is mistakenly, you know, people, you know, you write to your local MP, you write to your local councillor, all we got was no feedback. What we decided to do was to actually set up our own political movement to sort of generate people's attention towards this particular outrageous crime that was being committed upon them in secret. We started to do that. The whole thing started to grow quite a bit. There's a lot of very, very interesting things happening. But the most important thing, Gateshead Council pushed me into a number of court cases where I had to defend myself. I've defended myself. And obviously, within one case in particular, the judge stated that the 5G risk must be debated. Obviously, they're not debating it because, as I said in the early doors and as Barry will attest, these people need to be in prison. So consequently, they're like criminals running away, hiding the evidence, basically like, you know, Hillsborough, Jimmy Savile, all that. Unfortunately, we don't have 20 or 30 years to try and chase them down. So what we're now doing, we're raising the financial support, right, through a crowd justice platform. It'll go live next week. And that's so that we can raise the necessary resources so we can start taking them to court, so we can go on the offensive. Instead of me being attacked, false allegations made against me, I can actually then take this into the court, because what the legal team have said, it's the first time they've had an expert who will stand up in a court and let them try and bring their experts to tell the court that what I'm saying is incorrect. Because unfortunately, the science supports what Barry and I are saying. That is a matter of fact. It is incontrovertible. We need to see these criminals in a court, and we need as many people to get involved, get skin in the game, get involved, and actually wake up. Wake up. Your life depends on it.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Any last words, gentlemen?
I think the priority is not to get it into your schools. That is the first priority, because it attacks the immune system, it attacks the reproductive system of the girls and the boys, but the girls mostly. The other thing we've not touched on, and I'm sure the people putting this out have no idea, are the pulse frequencies. Now, when I was debriefing spies in the Cold War, we had the Soviets, captured KGB spies, and the Americans. I made a list of 30, 40 different frequencies that could cause, of pulse frequencies that could cause 50, 60 neurological and physiological harms to people, which included cancer and death. Today's list is in excess of 750 pulse frequencies. A professor, I always get his name confused with the university, but there's a professor who has shown that the pulse frequencies penetrate the skull as they would,
yep,
being microwaves, and actually do go right into the brain. And there is another professor that has shown they do in fact alter the programming of the brain. There's nothing new there. The first paper on this was written in 64 BC by Ptolemy, who used radiation behind, he heated up metal and various minerals behind a wooden wheel, solid wheel, and he drilled holes and he just spun the wheel and you got the pulses coming through to the eyes. 64 BC, and it was a party game then. Although he was a serious scientist, he was a Greek living in Egypt. And he found that certain frequencies would cause epileptic fits, photoelectric epilepsy. Other frequencies would make people feel sick, collapse, go mad. And it was a party game. It's still being used today. There are now a list of 750-ish frequencies. They have absolutely no idea of the pulse frequencies they are putting in. Because when you start mixing these waves,
cross waves,
you get constructive interference and modulations and pulses. They have no idea what pulses they are putting in. And the most common, and I won't go into the brain anatomy, the most common symptoms, and you compare this with the behaviour now of children, and this is published, the most common symptoms for pulses going into the brain are the similar effects of morphine, marijuana. Try stopping addicts taking those and see what happens. Morphine, marijuana, hunger, and not ordinary hunger, smash a shop window to get food hunger. Hopelessness, which manifests itself in children as suicide, very, very common symptom. aggression. With a certain pulse frequency that I won't put on air, with aggression, if it's a certain pulse frequency, it manifests itself in men as sexual aggression. There's another pulse frequency that will collapse the bowel, collapse the lungs, change the eye structure. They will do everything. But hallucinations is common, and what I call the same symptoms as lead arsenide poisoning. In other words, you really can't be bothered to get out of bed, and if there was £1 million on the floor, you'd just leave it there. Now, look at the children. Addicted to phones. In fact, we've got cases of children smashing their parents in the fist, with their fists in the face, who try and take their. Violence, suicide, aggressive behaviour. Look at what is being manifested now.
One quick thing also, I heard you mention once, Barry, is that a lot of these leaders of countries are blackmailed by the telecommunications industry, where they've signed off on something, and the telecommunications, if they say, oh, we want all this stuff removed, all the 5G removed, the telecommunications in the small print, they can say, okay, you've got to continue to pay us what we would have lost out.
Yeah. Absolutely. What the industry do is they go in and they tend to target. I've made a list of something like 24 people who are actually controlling 42% of the planet. With the, if you don't get too warm in 6 minutes, it is deemed safe for a lifetime whole body exposure. Around 20, just over 20 people. and the safety level in this country. And the Canada and Australia, New Zealand, lots of Europe, the safety level is if you do not feel too warm in 6 minutes, it is deemed safe for whole body lifetime exposure from the womb forever, which is absolutely. And coming back, they tend to target one or two people in the country, no more, to say, this is deemed safe, our experiments show it is safe, there are radio waves, we've had radio waves forever, sign here. And I've been to one country, Malta, where I spoke to the government in Malta, and I said, look, forget the government, they don't have degrees in nuclear and atomic physics, and wouldn't know one end of, generally, a microwave from the other. Who are they asking? Ministers, who are they asking? And then you start going up the pyramid, and you'll find that in most countries, there's one or two or three people. In Malta, it was one. They went for one person. And he said, yes, thank you very much, where's my salary? And the country then, and this is in the contract, if you take them down, you have to pay the industry the money they would have got had it been left up and expanded and expanded and expanded. And in this country, you cannot take them down. They actually, as the moment they go up, which comes back to your MPs, the moment they go up, and people don't know this, they come under the Official Secrets Act. Because you get a transmitter go up, and then the Secret Services go, thank you very much, we could use that there, bonk.
Yeah.
And then other departments, government, bonk, 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 and it grows like Meccano in Lego. And they say, that comes under the Official Secrets Act.
They're being disguised as trees.
And there's nothing you can do. So there, once it's up, it's under the Official Secrets Act. MPs sign the Official Secrets Act. They cannot do anything to take them down.
Right.
In fact, it's illegal for the MPs.
Yeah,
so the person who owns the land, who's signed off on that mask, can then have legal action taken against him.
That's
right?
Using
that document, the, what is it, the Work and Employers?
Yeah.
Do you remember what it's called again, Barry?
Health and safety.
Well, yeah, I'll put it up on the YouTube. Yeah, to sue the person who's
signed
off.
Well, the bankers are going to sue them. The bankers will earn the money to build the equipment, the assets on the land. They're going to come back and take their forms. Because obviously the bank sue them, right? And then they come and take them up for free. So any farmer putting this equipment on his land, you're going to lose your farm.
Right. But what the industry have done, when you sign now in this country, this, and I'm not trained in law, but it's just as I understand it from talking to legal people, when you sign it, then it's either the school principal or the school governor that is now legally responsible, the factory owner or the council. But you'll find, I think, councillors and MPs are immune from prosecution unless, and somebody said this to me, you bring a civil charge against them using their Christian name, John Smith, you signed for this under the civil law. You have caused my daughter to die. I am taking you to court. Then they don't have their immunity.
What you can do, Barry, you can actually sue them under, it's a law. All these public officials have what's called a duty of care law.
Yeah.
All right. And if they're in miscreants in a public office, can carry with it a life sentence. What we have, and that's what we're about. We're actually organising now to get these characters in court, because obviously the gated council thing is absolutely outrageous what happened there.
But let's just be absolutely sure, they are murdering children, causing the miscarriages and suffering of the mothers. It is industrial murder by stealth. Simple as that. And the people signing don't actually know what they're signing. But it is genocide. And these people are guilty of genocide. And I would like to see the world court take them for trial.
Well, Barry, that's what we're trying to do. We're going to start off, like I said, we've got this 5G Crowd Justice group. What I'll do, John will get the email, send it to Barry. Barry can send it around all his contacts.
Yeah. Oh, Barry, are you on the...
I don't have a computer.
You don't have a computer.
I can post Barry something.
Well,
yeah.
Obviously, Barry, you please. What we've got to do, we've got to take these criminals into the legal justice system because the law's been broken. That's what we've got to do.
You've only got to get one. You've only got to get one headmaster or one school governor.
Yeah.
One. You're responsible for that. Those deaths. You are now going to jail for life. With they'll come out of the country.
There's four. They've put a 5G mast up in the US, and there's four children in that school who've just developed cancer in that one classroom.
Yep. That's right. It's on my
the
website.
Traffic's going to be heavy going back on Saturday morning.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Well done.
Brilliant.
Yeah.